Welcome to The Week Today, the news of the printed circuit design, manufacturing, and electronic supply chain for the week ending February 1st, 2019. I'm Mike Buto. All in the span of 24 hours, Foxconn announced it would dial back plans for a major LCD manufacturing plant in Wisconsin, then reversed course under pressure from the U.S. government. On Wednesday, citing changes in the market and customer needs, Foxconn said, "The global market environment that existed when the project was first announced has changed. As our plans are driven by those of our customers, this has necessitated the adjustment of plans for all projects, including Wisconsin." Then on Thursday, Foxconn backtracked, allowing that after talks with President Donald Trump, it would move forward with the planned construction of the fabrication facility. At the IPC Apex Expo trade show this week, Circuits Assembly announced the winners of its 2019 Service Excellence Awards for EMS providers and electronics assembly equipment, materials, and software suppliers. In the EMS category, the overall winners were Creation Technologies for companies with sales over $500 million, MAC Technologies for companies with sales between $101 and $500 million, Qualitail for EMS companies with sales between $20 and $100 million, and Trilogy Circuits for companies with sales under $20 million. Electronics Assembly Supplier Award winners included Europlacer Americas for pick and place, Speedprint Technology for screen printing, Kaizen for cleaning and processing materials, Mertech for test and inspection, Nordson Asymtech for dispensing, Heller Industries for soldering equipment, Aegis Industrial Software for automation and manufacturing software, Count-On Tools for automation and handling equipment, Data I.O. for device programming, ECD for component storage systems, Daytest for test laboratories, and FHP for reps and agents or distributors. IPC inducted Leo Lambert into the Raymond E. Pritchard Hall of Fame, the highest IPC honor, for extraordinary contributions to the electronics industry and the IPC. Through his 40-year career, first as an engineer at Harris Corp and Digital Equipment, and later as Vice President and Technical Director at EPTAC, Lambert was a key contributor to all the IPC standards for assembly and soldering processes, including its certification programs. IPC also recognized the Naval Surface Warfare Center at Crane for its contributions to the electronics industry with the IPC Peter Sarmanian Corporate Recognition Award. IPC elected five new board members to four-year terms. They include Peter Cleveland, Vice President at Intel, Fuming Fu, Chairman and CEO of a subsidiary of Foxconn, Nilesh Nayak, CEO of Eagle Circuits, Karsten Saluski, a member of the executive board at Viscom, and Jeff Timms, CEO of ASM Assembly Solutions Americas. As for the show, it was busy on the first day, then slower on days two and three. Assembly exhibits were notably more active than the fabrication side of the San Diego Convention Center. In tech news, Siemens announced the Camstar Electronics MES suite. My data showed the My300HX high-speed placement machine. Universal Instruments had the predictive analysis software developed by Rockwell Automation and offered on its placement lines. ASM has a new high-speed placement head called the CP320P2, reportedly capable of placing up to 96,000 parts per hour. Zestron showed a mobile version of its bath concentration measurement system, and Kaizen unveiled Aquinox A4727 aqueous assembly cleaner. Intel's promotion of interim CEO Bob Swan to the top spot is getting the thumbs down from Wall Street and Silicon Valley critics, who are calling the former CFO an uninspired choice. In EMS news, Prime Pulse Group is adding to its stable of EMS companies with its acquisition of all shares in Electrotechnic Lauder ETL. Prime Pulse already includes EMS companies K-Tech Group, Grassau, and Steka Electronic. And Compass Electronics Group has acquired EMS provider Protech Global Solutions. Several major EMS companies reported earnings this week. Flex reported net sales grew 3% over last year to $6.9 billion for its third quarter ended December 31st. Sanmina said fiscal first quarter revenue reached $2.19 billion, up more than 25% year over year. Celestica announced revenue of $1.73 billion, up 1%, and Keytronic reported fiscal second quarter revenues of $123 million, up 10% year-over-year. ITW reported fourth quarter sales at its test and measurement and electronics division reached $538 million, up 0.2% organically from a year ago. The unit includes MPM, Vitronix, Electrovert, Kester, and other major brands. National Instruments announced fourth quarter revenue of $360 million, up 3%. And on the fabrication side, AT&S reported year-to-date revenues increased 3% to 790 million euros over the first three fiscal quarters. In market news, IDC reported smartphone vendors shipped a total of 375 million units during the fourth quarter, down almost 5% year-over-year, and the fifth consecutive quarter of decline. Finally, you are to be forgiven if you have whiplash from the multiple changes in direction of Foxconn this week. The world's largest ODM and EMS company announced it was essentially pulling out of Wisconsin, scaling down its much-publicized multi-million square foot campus in favor of a couple of small R&D centers. Then, after pressure from the U.S. government, it quickly reversed course once again, saying the plans were still on. When it comes to Foxconn, history shows actions speak way louder than words. Let's wait to see whether anything actually gets built before commencing with the backpatting. This is Mike Buteau for The Week Today.